From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. April showers brought a slight increase in water availability for customers of the Central Valley Project in California. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, which operates the CVP, says it will increase allocations for agricultural customers south of the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta to 20%, up from 15%. The Fryant Water Unit also will see a 5% increase in allocations to 60%. The USDA reported that April milk production is up 1.4%. Cow numbers are up 49,000 head from a year ago, but down 4,000 from March. It also appears cow numbers peaked in March at 9.381 million head. According to MilkBusiness.com, the April production report does include an estimate of dumped milk in April due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, the heart of the restaurant business is social interaction, and according to Sean Kennedy of the National Restaurant Association, that's become a liability in the era of COVID-19. Kennedy tells AgWeb.com the sharp downturn in restaurant business is having an obvious impact on agriculture, as prior to the pandemic, more than 50% of the meals were served by restaurants over home preparation. That's why Kennedy and the Restaurant Association are calling on ag interests to push for, including restaurants in aid package changes. Specifically, the association is calling on changes to restrictions to the Payroll Protection Program, which offers forgivable loans for small businesses. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.